first of all, what I wanted to ask was, why politics? There's so many things you could have done. Why politics?
Okay, I chose to enter politics because having witnessed the people's struggle at firsthand, since I'm no longer part of the MMD, I've seen that there are so many bad things happening to our country, and yet nobody has got the strength to stand up and say, okay, this is wrong, and we must improve on this or do something about this vice which is destroying society. And this is why I felt compelled to enter politics.
Do you think you learned from your dad while he was in office?
Yeah, of course. My father has always been my role model, and I know that I got some big shoes to fill, and I don't think I'll ever be able to fill those shoes, but I'm determined to make a difference, at least for Mother Zambia.
Do you think it's unfair how people treat you in terms of the fact that, you know, your father was a president, they all expect you to be like your father? Do you think that that's a bit unfair, that they expect your policies or your thinking to be like your dad?
Yeah, actually, it is rather unfair. We probably do have the same political ideology, in that he was a social democrat and I also am a social democrat. But he was at a high level of thinking, and there are very, very few Zambian individuals who can actually match the sort of person that he was. Now, to be asking me to be the same as him is rather far fetched. Maybe with time I might reach those these heights, but do not hold your breath for it.
Okay. All right. Let me also ask you about, you know, the PF.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to win the election?
Yeah, I think this year they've got the best opportunity to win the elections. Mm-hmm. If they don't win the elections, it will be either one or two things. Either it is God's hand that has come into play, or the MMD have just rigged the elections.
Yeah. Do you also think that you have a great chance of becoming an MP?
I would think that yes, I do stand a reasonable chance of winning the Kafulafuta seat. Of course, every step to success has always got its problems, but I'm ready to face those problems, and I'm ready to rise above those problems, because our national flag, our ego demands that we rise above our problems, and I'll do just that.
All right. Also, just lastly, if you do become an MP, you know, what are some of the things you would like to see changed once you get into Parliament?
Okay, I've got a youth manifesto. Not a youth manifesto, but I've got my own manifesto, which deals with the grievances of my people in my constituency, and also which deals with the youth, which also deals with the question of the youth and their participation in governance. Now, I think you're more interested in my policy regarding the youth.
Yeah.
I think what I would like to do when I enter Parliament is to push, or should I say support, a bill which will at least establish a national union for students, so that their grievances can be universal, and that government can look into them and address them decisively and effectively.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.